Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.
I'll tell you what, our mates in New Zealand have had a rough run. The New Zealand government will mobilise its forces, including a naval ship, to rescue 1,000 tourists stranded at Kaikoura following a massive earthquake. The 7.5 magnitude quake hit near Christchurch minutes after midnight and was felt on both the South and North Islands. The earthquake has left two people dead and dozens of buildings and homes destroyed. On the line, Alex Baird, a journalist with News Hub in Wellington. Alex, good afternoon.
G'day.
You guys have had a pretty ordinary run when it comes to earthquakes, and it's happened again.
It has. It's actually quite funny. I'm from Christchurch, and I was there for the earthquake tweet we last had there. So it's basically like a story repeating itself, really. As you said, I'm based in Wellington, and we didn't bear the worst of it here, although we did still feel it. It was pretty rocky. It lasted about a minute and a half to 2 minutes at midnight our time today. Our port is still closed here. The ferry terminals which go across the Cook Strait to the South Island are still closed. We've got the ferry sitting in the middle of the harbour. But really, the part of the country that has really taken the brunt of all of this is Kaikoura and Waio and similar regions which are basically halfway between Wellington and Christchurch on the east coast, the upper east coast of the South Island. It's pretty bad there. And I'll quote our Prime Minister, John Key, now. He's just said, the slips here are horrendous. You've got to believe it. It's in the billions of dollars to resolve these issues. They're huge slips. The Manawatu Gorge was a big slip in its own right, and there's probably half a dozen of those sitting out there to the north of Kaikoura. So we're talking repairs in the billions of dollars here. And Kaikoura, I imagine that a lot of Australians won't know what it's like. It's basically a town which is built on a peninsula which is surrounded by mountains on all sides. There's a bit of a plain, which means that it's very susceptible to being completely isolated. You've got the main state highway that goes down the coast, which has been cut in the side of the mountain. So basically it's a cliff face, and there's one road which goes out the back through the mountain range. The problem is all of those cliffs have collapsed onto the roads. You've got, basically, it looks like there was never a road there. You've got 100, 200-metre long stretches where the hundreds and thousands of tons of rock has just come down. This will take months, if not years, to repair.
Yeah, and you think about all of the thousands of people who use those roads. I mean, the knock-on effect on Kiwis is going to be huge. Can you tell me how these people passed away? What were they doing at the time when they lost their lives in this quake?
So we've had two confirmed fatalities. The first was in a historic homestead in Kaikoura, because this is quite an old part of the country. Basically, there were three people in this house, a 100-year-old woman, her son, and her daughter-in-law. And unfortunately, her son was killed when the house totally flattened. But his 100-year-old mother miraculously escaped just a few scrapes and bruises from this house. The other person who's died is believed to have possibly died from a medical implication, but we're not entirely certain as to what's happened there yet. I must stress, the Prime Minister has said only two confirmed fatalities at this stage. But this is the state highway. This is used by all the main, this is the main trunk route down from the whole of the island. This is where all the freight goes through, people driving, even at midnight. And I would not be surprised if once we really start cleaning up over the next coming months, we find that that fatality meter starts to rise.
Absolutely awful. We send our thoughts and prayers to you this afternoon, Alex. Thanks for your time. Alex Baird, journalist with News Hub in Wellington, giving us an update on the 7.5 magnitude quake that hit near Christchurch just minutes after midnight. Two people have been confirmed dead. John Key, the New Zealand Prime Minister, said officials had decided not to declare a national emergency because the nation's regions were able to cope with this situation. So that's the story there.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.